From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Iran has unveiled a new long-range drone aircraft. It's Iran's first domestically built unmanned bomber, and it was shown off today during a ceremony by President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. He called it an ambassador of death to Iran's enemies, but he said it will be used only for defensive purposes. The presentation of the drone comes a day after Iranian and Russian technicians began fueling Iran's first nuclear power station. Leonard Spector is with the Monterey Institute of International Studies.
The Russians, by loading the fuel at this moment, after the United States has passed a new sanctions law, the UN has passed a new sanctions resolution, and the European Union has passed a new sanctions law, it sort of sends the wrong signal internationally, suggesting that Iran's behavior by and large is tolerable.
Iran insists its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes. The woman who received a public apology from President Obama and the NAACP after being forced to resign from the Agriculture Department has a meeting on Tuesday with Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. NPR's Carol Van Dam reports it will be Shirley Sherrod's first face-to-face meeting with Vilsack since she was forced to step down last month.
Sherrod says she's being offered the post of Deputy Director of the Office of Advocacy and Outreach. The job includes outreach efforts to improve the department's civil rights endeavors. The controversy around Sherrod began after a blogger posted a part of a speech she gave in which she is heard talking about not offering her full help to a white farmer. The blogger incorrectly stated that the speech occurred while Sherrod worked for the Agriculture Department. It also took her comments out of context. They were meant to be an example of overcoming racism. The white farmer who Sherrod mentions in the speech has told reporters she actually helped him save his farm. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
In Arizona, preliminary hearings for an escaped convict and his accomplice are due to be held later this month. They've already made their first court appearance, and after being caught, John McCluskey and Caslin Welch led investigators on a 3.5-week manhunt. Here's Mark Moran, member station KJZZ in Phoenix.
John McCluskey allegedly told the SWAT team officers who arrested him that he should have killed the park ranger who turned him in when he had the chance. The ranger, who wants to remain anonymous for safety reasons, tipped off the U.S. Marshal's office when he saw the couple in a remote area of a campground in northeast Arizona. Welch grabbed for a gun, but was overpowered. McCluskey then allegedly told police that the gun he'd used to kill a New Mexico couple was in his tent. Welch allegedly helped McCluskey and two other inmates escape from prison late last month by tossing a pair of wire cutters over a perimeter fence, which the men used to cut their way out. The two others were rearrested not long after their escape, one in Colorado and one in Wyoming. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. A South African labor court has issued a nationwide order that prohibits essential public employees from going on strike. As Vicky O'Hara reports from Johannesburg, a 5-day-old strike by public workers has disrupted the country's schools and courts and jeopardized medical care.
The walkout by teachers, health care workers, and other public employees has created a health emergency in some areas. Army medics and guards have been sent to at least 6 hospitals where striking employees interfered with doctors and nurses trying to do their jobs. The court order prohibits striking employees from trying to threaten or intimidate people who want to work. South Africa's Labor Federation has reaffirmed its support for the strike, but the Federation also has expressed regret for the disruption to public services and any damage to property. The strike began last Wednesday due to a contract dispute. The unions demand an 8.6% wage hike. The government says it cannot afford to offer more than 7%. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center in Miami say the latest Atlantic Ocean tropical depression is expected to strengthen and could become a tropical storm today. And forecaster Todd Kimberlane says it could get even stronger.
The high sustained winds are estimated to be 35 miles per hour. We think that gradual strengthening is likely the next few days. And the depression should become a storm today and could become a hurricane within the next 3 days.
However, Kimberlane says the storm is still far from land. In the Pacific, the 9th tropical depression of the season is forecast to move parallel to the coast of southern Mexico. The government has issued a tropical storm watch. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News, from Washington. Support.